or break you guys as far as being 10-1, but it really doesn't matter, I feel like, from talking to you guys.
I mean, it's a lot, obviously it's a lot of challenges, you know, these next 2 weeks for different reasons. You know, focus on Seattle first. You know, they're a team that they've won a Super Bowl. They've been NFC champions. They've been a good home team, good defense, good run game, all the things that we're working towards and, you know, we're trying to accomplish. So it's going to be a big test for our group and our team to see where we're at. And then, you know, going to L.A., obviously we got a different schedule, a lot of distractions and things like that. So we just got to lock in and focus. And, you know what I'm saying, we're all professionals here. And we've been doing a good job at that all year. So I don't see it being any different out there, regardless of the circumstances.
Did you pack yet?
Yeah, we already knocked that out. So, you know, that's out the way. You know, we just 100% focus on ball now.
Chris Long was saying he has a phobia of packing. He waits till like the morning of. I don't know how many.
We actually had to bring in bags early this week for the LA trip. So I don't know what Chris, what else he's trying to bring. Maybe he's trying to go back to his GQ days or something. But we did that earlier this week. Yep.
Let's get back to Wilson for a second. Obviously, he can bring one off and go 2025. But also the thing I think that makes him one of the better quarterbacks in the league is he'll buy time. He'll just be back there, keep the eyes down the field.
I think that's what makes him different. A lot of quarterbacks, once they escape the pressure, they look to run. Like you said, in his case, he buys a lot of time than most quarterbacks can, which is very impressive. And, you know, they're able to make a lot of big plays off of that. And you can see it's something that they practice often. Receivers, you know, either they're downfield and they're coming back to the ball, or they run a short route and now they're going upfield. And then just like that, it's a 40-yard play, you know, with guys being in position. But it's going to be critical for us to keep our eyes on our work, you know, for us in the back end, no matter where our receiver goes. It's literally like backyard football, again, out there. So we've been doing a good job at that, at kind of duplicating that this week. And, you know, we're going to be ready on Sunday night.
Their receivers maybe don't get some of the love that some of the guys do nationally.
Like, yeah.
You know, Baldwin and Richardson and that crew. And obviously, mm-hmm. Grant. Are they one of the more underrated groups, you think, in the NFL?
I mean, not in my eyes. You know, I've gone against those guys often when I was with the Rams. But even last year, Baldwin's a guy who may go underneath the radar, but I think guys in this league will tell you he's a good wide receiver. He has very good releases off the line, very good hands. You know, does everything for that team, man. He's even on special teams, and it just shows, you know, what type of player he is. And they got guys like Lockett who, you know, is very fast. Got to stay on top of him. And Richardson is coming along this year, too, with his vertical passing game. And then Jimmy Graham, you know, Pro Bowl caliber player, obviously, and, you know, is a big target for them in the red zone. So it's a lot of matchups out there, and, you know, we're going to have to play our best ball come Sunday.
Rod, did you see this as a how good are we kind of game?
I mean, I think you could look at it like that. You know, there's a lot that can go into this game, riding on this game. You know, obviously they're trying to win their division. We're trying to win our division, but also, you know, win this NFC in general. And there's a lot at stake. And, you know, it's going to be a good game. We've got a battle of two defenses, two offenses that are playing great ball, two great special team coaches and units. So when you look at the matchups, you know, this is the game that you've been waiting for and that you got to live up to, and you got to play your best ball for it.
Do you feel you need this kind of game after blowing teams out as much as you have?
I don't think so. I mean, it's the next game on the schedule. I think that's all we're focused on. That's the next opponent. You know, they're a good team. They've accomplished a lot in the past that we're trying to get to. And, you know, we're going to go up there and, you know, try to go ahead and dominate and play Eagles football come Sunday night.
Are they doing anything different with Jimmy this year? Or is he just healthy? His red zone numbers are off the charts.
Yeah, it just seems like they're making him the focal point in the red zone like he was in New Orleans with Drew Brees. And, you know, he's doing a good job at that, from jump balls to back shoulder throws to slants. They're just trying to create that matchup. And whether it's versus a linebacker or versus a safety who's smaller, versus a cornerback who's a little smaller, he creates a matchup problem, and that's what they're trying to do. So they create formations to literally get him one-on-one with guys and play to his skill set.
You, because you were with the Rams, teams have faced Russell a lot. Something happens with him in the fourth quarter. I mean, he's just, certain guys just come alive.
Yeah.
He's one of them in the fourth quarter. You obviously noticed it playing against him.
Yeah, he is. We got to keep our foot on the gas pedal. The entire game, they're never down with three being back there. And this is his willingness, his ability to be the ultimate competitor and never quit mentality, makes him who he is.
Yeah. Thanks, Ray.
Yep.
I wanted to ask you about the community commander belt that was around the locker room.
Yeah.
I understand you were the community commander of the year last year.
Last year.
Do you have any intentions on repeating your title?
It's going to be – I don't know if I'm going to be able to repeat it this year. Hopefully I can. It might be a little tight this year. I know a lot of guys have been out in the community giving back. And, obviously it's good to see other teammates taking the initiative and going out on their days off and giving back to this Philadelphia community who supports us each Sunday. So I'm hoping I can get it two times in a row, but it might be close this year. I know Torrey Smith's doing a good job, Alshon, and a few other guys too.
Does it make this more meaningful when you guys are kind of, I don't know if it's competing, but kind of have those bragging rights?
A little bit, I guess. Just in our nature as athletes to compete at everything that we do. So it'll be a little bit of bragging rights around the locker room, I'm sure. But I got the belt at least one time, so I'm good with that.
Hey, John.
Yep.